having clearly done and understood the calling, assessed what you are really being asked to accomplish, assess yourself as what answers you, and you realize, this is an impossible task. So you have gone back to God and told him exactly the way you feel. It is now finally God's chance to give you the reassurance that you need. And so he says in verse 12, and God said in Exodus 3, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. I think that's a very reassurance message. And I hope each one of us who serves the Lord in our workplace, secular area, so we call it, but it's not secular, it's God's parish for you. Or even in the church, or even our families, or even in the clan, or even as a member of parliament for a constituency, or even a president for a country, whichever area we are serving the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to hear God say, you thought you are, the only resources you have are the ones you have analyzed? Internal, external analysis. No, I will personally be with you. I will be with you. In other words, he never sends us on a project for us to go on ourselves. At no time is he going to leave. In the New Testament, we read him reassuring the apostles, the disciples, when he's leaving, he says, and lo, I am with you always. In other words, he seems to have been taken up by the cloud into the sky, but in reality, he has stopped being physically present among them in order to become spiritually present. And I think that's what we need as leaders, to sense God's presence as we lead.